But this is the biggest book in the world, the biggest author in the world.
Right now. So she actually wrote it a few years ago, I think maybe in 2016. And this is Colleen Hoover.
Hoover.
Everyone who's anyone who's into this kind of thing will be all over this.
Like the vacuum cleaner, Hoover. Is it spelt like that?
Yeah.
Yep. That's fair enough.
Well, I'm trying to build up emotion and you just said like a vacuum cleaner.
Well, her last name's Hoover. I'm interested.
Yes. So it's Hoover, like a vacuum cleaner. And then it got this really big kind of wave of momentum throughout COVID. People discovered it again during COVID. And I can't give much away about it. I've been warned and people literally kill if you give away.
Can you tell us the book title?
Look, I reckon I could probably do that. It's called It Ends With Us.
Oh, it sounds dramatic.
And I had it at the airport when we flew back from Cairns and two people stopped me, including one bloke on the plane, kind of yelled over and said, is it good? And I said, oh, yeah. Oh, actually, I won't give away my ending. I said, oh, yeah, it's nah. And he said, oh, it's everywhere right now. I've got to read it. And I said, yeah, you do actually have to read it. So it's essentially a young girl who...
How young?
Well, she starts quite young. I mean, it goes back to different phases, but she's in her early 20s.
Yep.
And she moves to an American city from a kind of country-ish area.
Rural.
From rural. And she basically meets this incredible neurosurgeon who is so hot.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So
sounds
hot. He's so hot and he's smart and
good rig.
Everything. Amazing rig.
Yeah.
Muscly, like bulges in all the right places, like his chest. And it gets
everywhere.
Described quite graphically.
Yep.
And she's, as I said, in her early 20s. And she kind of, I think, and a lot of us can relate, she doesn't feel that attractive, but he thinks she's incredible. And she opens a flower shop and it's just, they're kind of...
Sounds 50 Shades of Grey.
No, it's not. It does have some moments where it will kind of describe like the start of stuff. And then it's like, and then a breeze flipped the curtain and then they wake up in the morning. So it kind of sets it up and then goes.
You can imagine
like,
what they've done.
Yeah, it's not that graphic.
But it gets you going, if I know what I mean.
It gets you going. And what it is, without giving too much away, it's basically, it takes you inside relationships and how they can be incredibly toxic at almost the worst level. And what it does is give you a different perspective and it shows both sides because so often if you're not part of a relationship, if you haven't been part of a relationship that's been really toxic or unhealthy, you make judgments really quickly.
Yeah.
And this is really emotional for a lot of people who've been through this because they read it and they go, oh my gosh, I feel like someone understands. Or people who have maybe been defensive of someone in a toxic relationship can go, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you've humanized someone that other people might think is evil, but there is actually a bit of good and bad in all of us.
Is it partly narrated by her and partly narrated by him?
No, it's all from her perspective.
It's all from her perspective.
And it's just, and it's not, you know, it's not intellectual in that it goes really deep. It's a really easy read.
Yep.
I'd class it like chick lit. Like it's like a book you'd read on holiday, but the themes are quite deep.
Is there
but delivered in a way that is really easy to digest.
Is there a twist in the tail? Don't say what
there
the twist is.
Absolutely.
Big twist.
There's a big twist.
You wouldn't see it coming?
I reckon when I got to the twist, I kind of like
I took
a bit of a breath. No,
I did not
think for a second that this was going to happen.
This is great.
And then it kind of, but it's just, and I was thinking because we're all in different relationships, with families, with kids, with partners, whatever.
Or not.
Or we're completely alone, either or. But her decisions that she makes as a woman in her early 20s, I'm going, how does she make those decisions with such bravery and class? Because I would never have it at her age. I would have gone back and done the same thing, and I have. This is the kind of reaction that it's kind of getting online from really big fans. Take a listen. This girl is very excited.
This book is amazing. It really gives you a whole new perspective in this book. Wow.
I mean, that's this girl, Maxine, wrote a song.
I wrote a song about it.
I hope it ends with us. Every minute, every day, I think of where you are. I still love you every way. Doesn't matter.
So yeah, that's a beautiful song, and it is.
Wonderful
I've got
song.
To say, it's I'm a bit.
So out of five, you're going to go out of five. Is that your? Do you want to go out of
10? Yeah, I'm going to go out of five.
All right, out of five. Can we get a drum roll as to what this?
I'm giving it five. A little early there.
Five stars
out of five.
Five out of five. That's
five.
Amazing.
And I'm a,
incredible.
As I said, an avid reader. I read a lot, and this book. was everything.
That is an
incredible.
That's an amazing review. 5 stars.
Yeah, 5. Like, so no room for improvement, in my opinion.